Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Madhubindu Kanaganti, and today I'm here to present my study regarding the assessment of asthma prevalence among school children and number of smoking households in a central Kentucky county, its relation with enforcement of a more recent and restrictive smoking policy. I did this project as a part of my internship, and the other contributors for this study are Ruth Davis and my professor Derek Holcomb. Before going into the actual study, I would like to say that I do not have any relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation to disclose. Starting with the background of the study, health hazards related to exposure to environmental tobacco smoke have been increasingly recognized over the past two decades. The United States Environmental Protection Agency states that respiratory tract ailments, including asthma, is one of the most established health effects of exposure to environmental tobacco smoke. This study is based on the effects of environmental tobacco smoke on school children. According to the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, 8.9% or 6.5 million of children under the age of 18 had asthma in 2005. An estimated 40,000 children to 1 million children who had asthma have their condition worsened by exposure to environmental tobacco smoke. The Kentucky Youth Tobacco Survey stated that in 2002, 9.8% of high school and middle school children had asthma. In Kentucky alone, it is estimated that 70,000 children have asthma, and asthma is the number one cause for inpatient admissions among children. So from the statistics, we can understand that asthma is a problem and environmental tobacco smoke is a factor that triggers this problem. Going into the purpose of the study, the primary purpose of this study is to assess the number of smoking households and the prevalence of asthma among school children enrolled in 16 schools in a central Kentucky county. The secondary purpose was to identify the influence of recent enforcement. By recent, I mean it was enforced on June 12, 2007. The secondary purpose was to identify the influence of the enforcement of this restrictive smoking policy on the prevalence of asthma, as well as the number of smoking households in this central Kentucky county, by comparing with the results of the data that were obtained during the last year. Before going into the methodology of the study, I would like to add a few sentences about the smoking policy that was enacted in this county. The regulation that was passed on June 12, 2007 prohibits smoking in enclosed public places such as restaurants, bars, and businesses. It also prohibits smoking in the workplace and requires all entities having an enclosed place of employment to adapt, implement, and maintain a well-written smoking policy in compliance with the regulation. The data for this study has been collected by the school health nurses after obtaining parental consent from 11,032 students from preschool to high school enrolled in 16 schools during fall 2007 semester. The various variables about which the data was collected are student enrollment in free and reduced lunch program, presence of specific health condition, insurance status, smoking status of the household, and dental visits. The data that has been obtained was coded systematically, entered and analyzed using SPSS software. The quantitative assessment has been done to observe if there is any influence of smoking households on the health of children and to understand the overall health condition of the school children in this particular county. In this table, we can see the distribution of children from smoking and non-smoking households. As you can see, out of the total 11,032 students, 34.25% come from smoking households, whereas 55.28% come from non-smoking households. The smoking status of household was not reported for about 11.32% of the students. This table shows the distribution of asthma cases among smoking and non-smoking households. Of the 678 asthma cases, 44.5% belong to smoking households and 54.7% belong to non-smoking households. This is a graphical representation of distribution of smoking and non-smoking households, as well as the percentage of asthma cases in smoking and non-smoking households. In this graph, you can see that smoking households constitute 34.25% of the total households, but they disproportionately represent 44.5% of asthma cases. Examination of the results showed that the percentage of asthma cases decreased from 7.1% to 6.1% when compared with the data that was collected during 2006 and 2007. The percentage of smoking households also decreased from 36.1% to 34.2%, but 44.5% of total asthma cases belong to children coming from smoking households. This is just again another table showing the difference in asthma prevalence and number of smoking households from 2006-2007 to 2007-2008. In this slide, you can see the prevalence of asthma cases among smoking and non-smoking households starting from 2005 for three school years. And there's a slight increase in the prevalence of asthma cases among smoking households compared to 2005, but the prevalence of asthma cases among non-smoking households had decreased over the 3 years. This is the graphical representation of comparison of asthma prevalence among smoking and non-smoking households over the 3 years. Coming to the results about the enrollment in free and reduced lunch program, we found out that after the analysis, about 45.5% of students from smoking households and 26.3% of students from non-smoking households were enrolled in free and reduced lunch program. This is a graph showing the same, the student enrollment in free and reduced lunch program, with students from smoking households being overrepresented than the students from non-smoking households. Analysis of the insurance status of the school children showed that 44.8% of students from smoking households depend on Medicaid for their insurance when compared to 29.2% of students from non-smoking households. In this graph, you can see the distribution of insurance status among smoking and non-smoking households. About 57.8% of students from non-smoking households have a private insurance when compared to 38.6% of students from smoking households. So, to summarize, even though smoking households represent only 34.2% of total households, they disproportionately represent about 44.5% of all asthma cases in this county. In addition, students from smoking households are overrepresented in enrollment for free and reduced lunch, Medicaid, as well as K-CHIP insurance programs. So the conclusion that we drew after this study was that even though one would not expect to observe a decrease in the number of smoking households or the asthma rates based solely upon the implementation of this more restrictive smoking policy, an effect indeed was observed in this county. Smoking households decreased from 36.1% to 34.2%, and the total percentage of asthma cases also decreased from 7.1% to 6.1%. However, to verify the long-term effects of the implementation of a restrictive smoking policy, continued data analysis and collection is needed. So for this, project, I would like to thank the school health supervisor of Madison Health County Department, Michelle, for helping us with the data collection and providing us with this valuable data. And this is the contact information of Ruth Davis, who gave me the opportunity to do the internship and this project. Thank you.